Our guest on our program today, Jennifer Hansen, Executive Director, Boone County Chamber of Commerce.
Hi.
Good to be back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, well, I needed someone. No, I didn't. It's our regular day to visit, folks. We knew that. It's always do it on what? Well, we try to get it. If we can get it right, the first Thursday after the first Monday is is the rule of thumb. And we try our do our best on this. Really, let's start out. Again, we've got a lot of chamber-related things. Here we are.
It's May stuff. Yeah, it's, oh my gosh, I can't even believe it. It's almost halfway through the year already.
Yeah, just rolling along. So we do have a lot of different things that are going on. I'm going to go right to some of the Main Street stuff because it's, you know, it's kind of a committee of the chamber. Let's go with that.
Well, right. And there'll be that once we get designated, that that director and that team will live in the chamber building. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just excited to have that. I'm excited for that application to be done. I mean, it's a huge lift, and I am just so thankful for all the team members. Kelly Mulliter, for number one, just really taking that banner and working with so many different entities in town just to try to even get the information to build the resume. But I mean, we've got a buildings committee that's been super diligent in finding just plain data on our buildings downtown, and certainly who owns them and you know what stores are in them, but also square footage and rent per square foot, quantity of the upper story housing and condition, and just so many different things that really just will help us to be able to determine where we've started and where we can go, you know, just even 10 years down the line, where we're going to end up. So that application, we're wrapping that up. It's due on the May 24th is when that one shuts off, and we'll send it off. And then the group will do a presentation in July. Mid-July, we'll go down to Des Moines and share more just in person about why we believe we are the best fit for the Main Street designation. And then we'll find out in August. We'll find out soon.
They will pick two more cities this year. We only have 50.
Every 2 years.
Yeah, they only have 50 right now. And we had a good show last time. And again, but they said there are things where you can improve. And that's what our group has been working on. So that's the one thing, too. It is more than one person that's doing it. It's taking a group. Now, we have a presentation. The Downtown Boone Committee is going to do, a presentation to the public.
Yes, May 16th, we are going to be at the Boone High Commons area. So the Boone High School will be there, and the committee will share more. Just again, give a background on what Main Street is and how we and why we think it's going to be a benefit to our community. We'll go through just the quantity of benefits and opportunities that Main Street would give to our downtown and to the community at large. And then we'll certainly take questions, and we'll share more about maybe even things we've found and just opportunities and how folks can get involved. So whether being they want to help and sponsor that it will be a 501c3, by the way, when that gets up and running. And so how can you invest in that? How can you support that team? And then how can you volunteer? Because there'll be plenty of volunteer opportunities. The director will be certainly a paid member of the, a paid staff member, but then there's going to be at least four different committees full of volunteers helping to do the work and really helping to revitalize our downtown.
It's going to be, we'll take it a step at a time. That's what we're doing, finishing our application. And again, the application this time is different than what went in last time because we learned a lot of different things.
Oh my gosh. It was, and we aren't the only community that's kind of gone through this, whether they've even gone through, some communities even just go through the process because they want to learn about it. But ultimately, we learned so much in those 8 weeks of putting together the application back in 22. And we really did come in so close to it, but I'm really glad that we got the chance to take a step back and just focus in a little bit more on what pieces still needed to be in place to make sure that we were a good community for Main Street to come in on. Because downtown, so historic preservation is a big piece of it. And so working with the city and the historic society, as well as folks in the committee, and making sure that we have people and passion behind even just that piece alone.
Tell you what, that's the one thing that's drawing. You'll see some of the people that are working together on this, and you'll go, "Well, I didn't know they agreed on a lot of things," but they do agree on this is needed for the city. So.
From my perspective, and you know, for some of you guys that know, I came in having a good deal of experience before, you know, coming into my role, but being new in this job, you know, I got a chance to see the folks that were around the table for that Main Street committee, and I was really impressed because I knew that a lot of people around that table didn't really agree with, you know, there may be different sides of the political spectrum or different sides of local issues, and yet though everybody was able to look at outside themselves, outside of their perspective and outside of their experience, and go, here is a program that is successful, has done amazing things for communities all around Iowa from every different sizes, super, yeah. much smaller than Boone to much larger. And we've seen the success. And so we know that we can do that, and we want that success here. And we deserve it. And so what can we do collectively to make that happen? And that's exactly what's progressed.
We got a lot more going on with that, and we'll keep updated as well. But again, the 16th, people, if you want to
May
come
16th,
out.
May 16th, yeah. And whether you've heard about it, maybe this is the first time you've ever even heard about Main Street, or whether you've been hearing about it for, you know, since 22, and you're like, oh my gosh, where are you guys at with this? Wherever you're at with it, whatever questions you have or questions about how you can jump into it, please come on out and join us for the 16th. There'll be refreshments, and it'll be a great conversation in the community.
All right. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about one of your other programs that you do. You had a little, this is for members, but Tuesday, that first Tuesday of the month, you had folks from Landis do a little presentation. They are a busy company here in the county.
Yeah, little presentation. Holy buckets. That was a lot. I mean, really,
and they went,
I need to go back to school on that one.
Were you able to keep up?
And Jay is just wonderful, and his team is so knowledgeable. It is an amazing opportunity what Landis has brought to Boone County, and seeing all the different projects that are happening, four different projects that are happening throughout the county to either expand or to make the current facilities more efficient and effective. It's really just a cool opportunity for us to really be involved in that. And so I'm really just, I applaud their work as the largest ag co-op in the state of Iowa. They certainly are ahead of the curve, and I'm just excited to see them succeed.
So it's fun to watch all the work that's going on. Most of the farmers are pretty well aware of it, but a lot of other people might not quite be aware of all the different things that are happening for them. So,
and that's exactly it. From the chamber's perspective, what I see a good chamber as is that cross between our business community and our community at large. So however I can help our business community be able to communicate well to our general community, and how I can help our general community understand what's happening in the industries that are around them and the leaders that are a part of that, that is the win-win that I'm looking for. And so certainly being able to support Jay and Brian and the team in whatever I can do. So, right. So whether that's being able to share their story to a wider audience or bring investors to their doorstep, I am happy to support what the expansion works that's happening there. And I'm excited too, to be able to dig into it from somebody that doesn't have a lot of background in there. I was just fascinated by the green ammonium work and the efficiency that they're working on in those small industry, and find how other organizations, other people who are looking to make their facilities more efficient and effective, being able to connect those and connect to those people who can maybe help them do that well.
Well, you were kind of involved at least to an extent on this stuff with Daisy that was going on. You kind of heard, as the others did, mm-hmm. about the company coming. And,
absolutely.
And what was your first reaction like?
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, what's
the
this?
The tail is long. Holy bucket. Well, and it's funny because I had just had a conversation with some friends over at Midland Power, and we were talking about Dairy farming, mm-hmm. and how, in fact, and it was a little bit of the conversation around the upcoming Landis conversation, where, you know, grain handling and grain bins from a power standpoint versus other ag industries like the dairy farming, and how they had been working with dairy farms to try to come into Iowa for some some years. And so when I heard about Daisy coming, that was my first, I'm like, I got Roger Hammond is, you know, and how that is going to really boost that industry in our state, where maybe that especially in Boone County, where that we haven't really seen that percolate to this extent. So whether that being those that are going to bring in more of those dairy farms, or even the industries are going to be able to work on that equipment, certainly just the transportation and the opportunities there throughout that cycle is fascinating to be able to not only learn and dive into, but then be able to help explain and promote the awesome stuff that's happening.
And you're going to have to look at, from the chamber side, what are our members going to be able to do as we see growth coming in, and how are they going to be able to meet that demand?
Absolutely.
Those are some of your workforce things you're heavily involved with, too.
Well, and in fact, so that was one thing that we talked about, too, as Daisy, how they are in terms of how they conduct their employment and how the benefits they have as they are a phenomenal corporate partner. And so they're not only looking at their flat wages, but even just their benefits and opportunities for growth and bonuses. How are the rest of us going to have to kind of step up our game in this space and really be able to keep good workers with us? What can our community, how can our community meet the needs there and be able to take on those great jobs?
What are we going to talk about today? Let's go with some other things that are coming up for you. First of all, we have a golf outing coming up.
We have our golf outing coming up.
Let's talk chambers.
Fun chamber events. June 14th is the Friday before Father's Day, and our golf event will be at Cedar Point this year. We've done some new things to that. We've actually added a social at the end of the game, so we'll have lunch. Lunch is included, as well as a social night and plenty of prizes and fun things. There are still spots available for teams, as well as a few holes that are still yet to sponsor. So if your company would like to really help bring up and boost up its own marketing game, that's a great way to really have a fun way of marketing your business to the network. And then we have monthly networking events like our Ladies Nights Out coming up. So our next one is May 28th. And we've also been a really great opportunity to be involved with friends over on the Story County side and do this collaboration called the River Valley Veterans Network. So it's a monthly networking opportunity that meets employers that are looking for, that have places that they need strong team members, and veterans who are looking to take on their next step. So really helping to connect those two. Plenty of other partners are involved in that too, where we have support organizations that meet the needs of veterans and help them understand the benefits and how to maybe take that next step into a job to help with their family and what have you. And then there's organizations that help employers too, and the organizations that hire on veterans and their unique needs.
I think that the one group on that group, as it became established, and I knew that, you know, we had done the home base designation and things like that. But part of it is, that's one step of it. This is a vehicle to help get those veterans to that. And that just seemed to be one of those spokes that might not have been there in the beginning. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this is really filling that need.
And that's really been a great opportunity to get to know, again, different people that both on the employer side and the business side, as well as on the community side, and find ways and help connect them to what they want to do next.
Sure.
And so, yeah, we're just excited to see that. We'll have the next one here in Boone County in July. We'll have that in Ogden done at the Lucky Pig. So thankful for that one. And, yep, just excited to see that grow. And also, I'll just say this, too. What it's allowed me to do in working with Iowa Workforce and getting to know more of those, more of how we can help our workforce and our community is finding ways to maybe take another look at our home base Iowa criteria. What kind of benefits are we providing, and where can the chamber help to raise those up and be so that Boone County and the state of Iowa is even a better picture for veterans that are looking
to take it to that next level.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good. Let's see. You got that. Let's see. We mentioned the golf outing coming up. Oh, did we do? Were we over at Lavender Basket?
Yeah.
Or is that coming? Or did
Lavender
we
Basket. We had the ribbon cutting already for that one. Yes, I'm super excited to see Angela grow. She's got pretzels and boba tea and just that. My gosh, I don't know if you saw some of the pictures online, but the pretzels are as big as some their heads. There was a picture where I was like, oh my gosh, that pretzel's huge. But no, I am just super excited to see that she's up and running right on Keeler Street. So please come on by. She's open on Mondays, Tuesdays, and then Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. So just having another great downtown business and see something that we just haven't had yet, and having that open up in our area.
And we have Slobbersworth coming too.
Yeah, Mrs. Slobbersworth it's a grooming and dog boutique, and so she'll have some retail too. So she'll have some fun dog treats and dog things, and she's taking consignment. So if you actually have some extra doggy items or are looking to maybe make a change, or you maybe got a new pet, definitely check her out and get all of your basics with her.
The big thing about what they've done is they have a good business plan put together, and they know what it's going to take.
In both those cases, they went through the work and put together a really great business plan and showed the math. You know, showed the their projections for 5-10 years in the future, and shared what what that market is currently. And so both of those, in fact, because of that work, they were able to get a revitalized grant through the city of Boone. And so, again, thankful for the city to have those opportunities to get small businesses up and running and kickstart some of those, because it does take quite a bit to get those supplies, whether it being a new oven and pretzel maker and supplies and what have you. Or by the grooming tables and the tubs and things like that. So in either case, they had a significant startup cost, and yet though the city was able to really meet them where they needed to be.
Help with that, and again, people. The big thing is people come and take a look at what they've done. See what they've done.
Please, come on down and check it out. I mean, go on in and take a look around, meet them, and ask them questions. And I think that you'll be surprised and maybe learn something that you didn't realize about your own downtown.
You had somebody come up and you said, I'm struggling with the theme. Puffer Billy Days, we got one.
Yeah,
and it's coming together.
September 20th through the 22nd, Rock the Rails. And we're very excited about the theme. It's going to be a great opportunity to celebrate our rail history in town. Pork Tornadoes, of course, that's a fantastic Iowa band. Iowa's party band is what they like to call themselves. And they are a phenomenal, phenomenal group. And they lots of energy. Lots of fun, and everybody will know those songs. So they certainly have some of their own originals, but then they do a ton of covers, and they just have a lot of fun with the covers too. So it's a really cool show to be at, and I'm just thankful to have them downtown. We've just announced we'll open it up for vendors also downtown, so we're bringing that back to Puffer on Friday and Saturday. And then I'll give a shout out to back for the city. The City Arts Board is sponsoring and producing Art in the Park on Sunday, so on September 22nd out at McCo's. So we really invite everybody just to make that on their calendar, block that out, make sure that they have friends and family coming to town to check out Puffer Billy Days.
So we're going to have all of that going. I think what Boone has Thomas, or is that a Thomas weekend or?
Nope, it's the
weekend before. So we've got that part. Okay, yeah, it'll be busy. Will the model train people be back? You know?
Yes. So we'll have a train show still over at the fairgrounds again, and that will be on Saturday and Sunday as well.
That thing got huge.
Yeah. We're super excited for that.
But they like coming here. It's a big show for them, and it gives them a big attraction.
Absolutely. So. And again, it's a great way, whether you enjoy model trains or whether you enjoy watching trains or riding on trains, certainly Rail Explorers will be. They'll have lots of fun opportunities to go on the rails. So however you really just want to, or frankly, you just want to have a great live music experience and come out for and hang out with friends and family, however you really want to experience Puffer, there's so many great ways to do it. So
remember, September 20th, 21st, 22nd, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what we're doing. Okay. We're headed in that direction. Are your committees starting to form up? I'm guessing this is, we start doing our planning now and building towards this.
Yep. So we've got our core group committee, and we're reaching out to all the different coordinators of the different various activities. So, just as an example, last year we had over 30 different activities and events. And so we have plenty of volunteers around those particular events. So connecting with those coordinators, making sure that they have what they need right now, and making sure that they know, yep, we're absolutely planning to have you there. We're absolutely excited to have you. Make sure that you guys, they know about the new date, and then just kind of working around the map of downtown and going, okay, where can we make sure that everybody fits?
Where can we get all this together? Too?
Yeah, a lot of moving pieces, and
It does offer you carnival opportunity too.
Yeah. So Scott's Amusement's coming back this year. We'll have the full carnival out, and we have a fantastic place to put them. So right behind the Chamber Building, that big flat parking lot area is a perfect place to put the carnival, and so that'll be a great activity for kids on Friday and Saturday.
Got a lot of things going on with that. Got to go back to Chambers. More Chamber stuff. Tell me, new members, and what are we doing for members in the short term? Because I know you're always planning on things for members to get together, to network, and to be successful.
Absolutely. So, I often say that everyone comes to the Chamber for different reasons. So if you're a business and you're looking for, you're just getting started and you're looking for marketing, or you're just getting started and you're really looking to identify your market and identify new customers, or maybe you're an established business, but you're looking to expand and you'd like for opportunities for funding and what kind of grants are there out there in our area. That's really where we try to help connect you to what you want to do next. So we have some new members that are jumping in. Elite Outdoor Solution, of course. We have Joey Germain with Elite Construction has added this additional business to his plan. And so, of course, spring, so it's a great time to call them to talk about what outdoor opportunities you have and to get them working on your landscaping.
And they've been busy.
They haven't. right. We're planning a ribbon cutting here coming up soon for a martial arts studio that's just opening up at the bottom of the livery building. And so, I had a great conversation with those two gentlemen about the different marketing opportunities that we do on a regular basis using our tools. So using our social media platforms, our network, our certainly the in-person networking, as well as the resources we have at our disposal, and really using those for the benefit of our members. So I just enjoy having those one-on-one conversations, identifying what they have, what their needs are now, and putting a plan together to help. So whether it being a marketing and brand exposure campaign over the course of the year, where you are supporting the events that the Chamber and others are doing, and looking for those sponsorship opportunities so that people know that you're what your brand stands behind, or if you're looking to meet folks in the area and you'd really like to establish yourself, please give me a holler.
That's the easy way to do it. Jennifer, thanks for joining us. There's a lot of things happening. And again,
it's so much fun.
Again, golf outing will be the next one up. Folks, still some spaces available. Sponsorships also available.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy. Member-wise, you can just make contact at the chamber if you
contact
remember.
Contact me, or there's certainly a lot of information on our website, too. It's a brand-new website this year. And so, and just in general, too, by the way, guys, it's the community that I really wanted the website to be a tool for the community. So certainly there's great stuff on how to get connected and be a member of the chamber, but 99.9% of it is all community focused and region focused too. So whether you're looking for workforce numbers and data and stats, or whether you're looking for a new job, whether you're looking for to find a pro in the area, and you're just like, you know, who's the best contractor in the area, or who do I call to for this or that, check out our website and learn lots.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.